This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry.
He will not select the prosecution venue. I will select it, and I have.
So says Attorney General Eric Holder yesterday under questioning in the Senate about the decision to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the purported mastermind of the September 11th attacks, in civilian court in Lower Manhattan, civilian federal court. Here to talk about, first of all, the implications of that decision, which was announced last week, and the nature of the questioning in the Senate yesterday between Holder and senators who are all over this issue, is James Cohen, professor at Fordham Law School. He also represents two terror suspects at Guantanamo Bay, and he joins us on the phone from Pennsylvania. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
You know, let's talk about the law here. First of all, it is Eric Holder's decision, correct?
Absolutely.
And so the idea that there's some sort of nuanced, you know, he'd prefer to do it, it's a judgment call. Really, in many ways, the Supreme Court has insisted that at least some of these Guantanamo Bay detainees be tried in civilian court, right?
Well, that's not exactly accurate, but it's certainly within the Attorney General's discretion to decide to try one or more of the detainees in civilian court, in the federal courts in the United States. The Supreme Court has said that it and the U.S. courts have jurisdiction over certain aspects of the detainees.
Now, you know, Republicans are talking about, is there a security question here? Will New Yorkers be less secure? Will victims have wounds reopened if a civilian trial takes place? But listen to this bit of questioning between Senator Lindsey Graham and Eric Holder yesterday.
If we captured bin Laden tomorrow, would he be entitled to Miranda warnings at the moment of capture?
Again, I'm not, that all depends. I mean,
well, it does not depend. If you're going to prosecute anybody in civilian court, our law is clear that the moment custodial interrogation occurs, the defendant, the criminal defendant, is entitled to a lawyer and to be informed of their right to remain silent.
Now, James Cohen, professor at Fordham Law School, is that a sign of weakness on the part of the Attorney General in being able to apprehend Osama bin Laden, or the strength of the American system legally, in your view?
Well, I think actually the latter, clearly, plus the senator is simply wrong on the law. It is a general principle that if you are arrested in this country and held in detention or custodial detention, you're entitled to have your rights read to you. But often people don't get their rights read to them because the law enforcement decides they don't need any information from the suspect.
So he can be taken into custody. The idea that Osama bin Laden would say, I need an attorney, leave me alone, and some sort of shield goes around him is absurd.
It's absurd because the law simply does not state that. There have been cases dealing with foreign arrests, foreign interrogation.
Right.
And they have not, they have held the other way. They've held that Miranda warnings are not necessary right away, and that statements made when taken by other governments can be used against these people in the U.S. But the case against Mr. bin Laden is quite strong, and law enforcement would be ill-advised to trifle with it.
And that in many ways makes Eric Holder's decision, strengthens Eric Holder's decision to try this in civilian court. Yes or no question here. Does the fact that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has indicated he would plead guilty, does that change this in any way?
I don't think it changes in any way, but I would be surprised if he persisted in that view.
All right. We'll see. James Cohen, professor at Fordham Law School, represents two terror suspects at Guantanamo Bay, talking about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in a civilian trial in Lower Manhattan.